Our next guest, wow, what the summer he has had. Stanley Cup winning summer, which I'm guessing is very, very different than any other summer he has had. Of course, a defenseman from the St. Louis Blues, a resident of St. Albert, Stanley Cup winner Colton Parayko joins us. Colton, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm doing excellent. Probably not as fun as you have had. Let's go back to, like, was it a week straight? How much fun partying did you do from the night you won the Stanley Cup straight until you needed a break?
We definitely did our part. I don't know. I can't count the days, but I mean, it just seemed like there was day after day, there was something new, something different. Kind of just going from the day after the celebration, coming back from Boston, and we jumped into the parade, and then we went off to Vegas together as a team, and then a couple days after, went to New York with a bunch of the guys. Just different things kind of kept popping up, and I don't know, not necessarily at the party super hard, but just different things that kind of kept coming up, which was really cool. Just different experiences, and then obviously we got to go to the ESPY Awards too about a month back. So kind of just everything kind of came together, and like I said, some of these experiences have been some that you kind of never thought you would do, I guess.
Well, yeah, I would think not, right? It just, the interesting thing, and as I watch from afar, not being in St. Louis, but, you know, every organization is proud of their history, no doubt. But when an organization has never won, and really for the most part, you know, other than their first years of expansion, when it was kind of, you know, it was different going to the Cup when it was only expansion teams in that division, that, you know, the organization really had never been close to the Cup. And so many alumni, Colton, came back, and you saw alumni guys crying. Like, it meant that much to them that this team won, and they, I think they're still partying in St. Louis. How was that for you to see, like, former alumni almost as excited as the current team to win?
Yeah, and it's pretty special, and you obviously mentioned that there is a lot of alumni that come back, and there's just so many connections from the previous guys that have played here that continue to come back and kind of show their support. And I just think that, I believe it's been 52 years, and kind of every time you go out now, you kind of hear that we've been waiting for this for 52 years, and ever since I got to St. Louis, we've had a really good team. My first year, we made it to the semis, and it just goes to show how hard it is to really make the finals and actually win the Stanley Cup. And kind of as an organization, we kind of just go through the years and everybody kind of sticks together. And I just think it's really cool. And for us, this guy that we're on the ice, it's not just for us, but it's kind of for everybody from the coaching staff to the previous players and also to the fans. So obviously it's cool for us that we've got the one on the ice kind of getting to be through the work and stuff like that. But it definitely goes a lot more than just the players that are on the ice, obviously. Like you mentioned, some of those alumni, how excited and how proud they were to kind of be a part of it and raise the cup at one point is obviously special. So, it's just super special to see. And you just realize that this isn't an opportunity that you get every single year. And it just doesn't happen in 52 years of a franchise. And that's a long time. So half a century. Just kind of puts it into perspective a little bit.
How difficult is it coming off a Stanley Cup and, you know, going to all those different things, Colton, to ensure that the training regime is kind of at the same level that it was in the past? Is that a challenge at all?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it's going to be a little different this summer just based on the shortness. I think our season obviously ended in April the previous year when we didn't make the playoffs, and then all of a sudden we're playing into June. So you have that month and a bit, 2 months almost, to kind of get a jump start on the training. But at the same time, you're still playing, you're still in game shape during those periods. But I feel like the recovery is just a little extra longer after going that deep. So I think it's just one of the things where you kind of got to feel out as each individual, kind of where you're at, how you feel based on how the playoffs went and things like that. And the off-season training is obviously got to be tweaked a little bit in certain dimensions, because you lose the 2 months of off-season training right there if you didn't make the playoffs, if you're making the playoffs and going all the way. So just trying to find out where your body's at, how you feel, and then just getting ready for game shape as it gets near.
Colton Parayko, Stanley Cup winner for the St. Louis Blues, joins us. Are you a guy who's usually on the ice all summer? Well, you know, because I know it's changed for a lot of players. They're getting on the ice early and earlier. Because you went so deep in the playoffs, did you try to stay off the ice more? Have you been on the ice yet?
Usually I don't skate until beginning of August. I like to just take a little break and obviously recharge a little bit. But this summer, it's going to be similar. I think I'll take one extra week off. I think I'll start skating next week. So take this week, one more extra week, because, like I mentioned, you play 2 months longer than the previous year. It's a lot of hockey, and just opportunity for you to kind of regroup and just get amped up and excited for next season. So already looking forward to next season. We have a good group of guys, good team. Pretty much everyone's returning, so it's going to be fun, and I can definitely say that it's something to look forward to.
Colton, no, the Blues season was really, and we've kind of joked about it on the show, that it was almost like a Hollywood script. Oh, the team's in last place, and you know they fire their coach, and you know they bring this guy up from the minors who really no one was expecting, and all of a sudden he's lighting it up in goal, and then they go from last all the way to first, and they win the championship 6 months later. And that kind of seems like a Disney sports movie, right? But it actually happened for you guys. When you look back on your team, and you know St. Louis at the start of the year, I think most pundits had them to be a playoff team. You know, you had a lot of depth on your team, and what went wrong to start the year? And then what changed overall? Because it had to be more than just a goalie and a coach.
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously in the offseason, we made a lot of transitions and brought in some really good players. And obviously our team on paper was really, really good. And I think we might have came with an attitude that we could kind of just go out there and we're going to win hockey games and that it was just going to happen. But after we kind of, obviously during that first little stretch of the season, it's tough because it kind of, just weighs on the team when things aren't going the right way, and you kind of trying to figure out why things aren't working and why they aren't in place. And then all of a sudden, we just kind of, when a change like that happens in an organization, it kind of gives us a little bit of a shock. And obviously, it's never easy to see a coach go like that, and obviously, you never want to. But when kind of we changed our attitude a little bit, we started to play for each other and started working for each other a little bit more. Once January hit, we kind of understood that we might have a special thing going here, and we have a special team and special group of guys. So we started to work for each other, I think, more than anything. That's probably the biggest thing that I could say. And we just started working more efficiently and working in the areas that we need to work in to be successful. And after that, it kind of continued to come together. And we just had more confidence. We came to the rink. I feel like we expected to win instead of wanting to win. And that was kind of the biggest thing for me. As we came every night, we expected to win, even if we lost a game the night before. I think that's obviously going to happen, but the next night we obviously brought our A game again and didn't let that happen.
Colton, having gone through it now, and you've been in the playoffs, and you know you've won playoff series before, but when you were able, I don't know if you've done it, you sit back and you reflect on the 2 month run. How much luck do you need to win a Stanley Cup?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, too. I mean, you might have the best team, and you still need a couple of things to go your way, I feel like. And just when you play, you need 16 wins, and that's a lot of hockey. I think we ended up playing 26 games, and you need something to go your way, a balance here or there. And I still remember game 7 against Dallas in double overtime. I kind of messed up behind the net a little bit, and Ben actually had a wraparound, and I think it was on the goal line, basically. And, I mean, we were inches away from getting sent home in the second round, and it's just crazy to think about it. It's just one of the plays that I always look back at, kind of because I was a little bit a part of it. So definitely luck a little bit on your side. I mean, yeah, something has to go right in certain games just to kind of make it you go that far, I think. I mean, everybody's good these days. Obviously, you know, in the regular season, anybody can win any night and feel like, yeah, like you said, you do need a little bit of luck here or there, just a bounce or two. Go your way.
Colton Parayko joins us. What was maybe the most, and this is probably tough, maybe two or three moments since you've won the Stanley Cup that for you personally, you know, was very fulfilling or fun, like, you know, whether it's with your family or whoever. Has there been a few things over the last 2 months that really stood out for you that made it all worthwhile?
I think the biggest thing for me would just be I had the Stanley Cup for my day early in July, and just to be able to share with the people that kind of were part of my career and a part of my upbringing and the people that kind of shaped who I am today. And obviously my grandpa, it was special to go and see him with the cup, and I think that would be one of the biggest for sure. Is he always he kept me in the game. He would always take me to minor hockey tournaments that are outside of Edmonton. He would always drive me to the Brandons, the Saskatchewans, and he was always with me. And he, I don't even know if he missed a game really when I was growing up playing in minor hockey, and he was always waiting after the game for the Gatorade and just kind of see his expression and kind of just kind of show him what, I don't know, how it all came together and kind of what we play for. And I don't know, just kind of cool to describe. And obviously, I can say the same thing about my parents and my family, my brothers and my sisters. They obviously sacrificed a lot when I was growing up to obviously put me in hockey, allow me to play at the top level and give me the best stuff at the time. So just to be able to share with people like that is definitely been the best experience for me, I think, and best part of it all. And obviously, it's just, I don't know if it's really sunk in yet, but it's cool to see other people's reactions. Like, even when you have your friends around and you actually have the Stanley Cup, they just think it's the coolest thing ever. So that's, I think it's just kind of a cool thing to see how you win it, so you're kind of in the middle of it all, but then you kind of realize it's actually such a cool accomplishment. It's such an unbelievable accomplishment that the others' reactions when they kind of see it are kind of funny.
Now, we saw Alex Ovechkin have loads of fun with the Cup last year, and you know, people kind of joked about he trains as hard as he parted and had a lot of fun, as you should. Which one of your teammates do you believe had the most fun as a Stanley Cup champion far this summer?
I don't know. I think we all had a lot of fun. I definitely had a lot of fun. I know that much. I don't know. I think everybody had fun. I don't know if they might not have partied the hardest, but I think everyone in their own sense had obviously one of the best times of their lives. And I don't know if anybody on our team has ever, I mean, Oscar Sundquist was on the Pittsburgh Penguins when they won twice, but this is kind of his first time when he was playing in the lineup full time. So I think it's the first time basically for all of our team to win a Stanley Cup. So it's kind of one of those things where we're all pretty excited. We're all jacked up to obviously have that accomplishment. And, I don't know. I don't really. There's a couple good stories, obviously. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw about this guy falling off the float in the parade. That was pretty crazy. And
no, I didn't.
Losing his tooth in the.
Who fell off the parade?
Barbashev fell off the float in the parade. There's a video of it somewhere online, and another guy lost a tooth in the parade. So we all had our fun. It was all in good fun. Now they're just funny stories and just kind of stories that we can kind of look back to and laugh at now.
Oh, 100%. I did see a video, I think. Weren't you pouring drinks at a bar in St. Louis, too, one time?
I was. Yeah, I was bartending one night, and I think that was the night after we got back. Like, we flew home from Boston, and then we ended up going to the rink that night, and then the next night. I had a lot of fun that night, I guess we could say, and it's just one of the things where you have a lot of adrenaline in here. Oh. Yeah, you're just happy to be around the guys, and the city was going crazy too, so that kind of helps out a little bit.
Well, you know, St. Louis has a reputation of being a really good sports city. We've seen it with the Cardinals, of course, for a long time, and then the city got pretty annoyed when the Rams left. But the Blues winning, like, what I found cool, like, the Cardinals organization really wanted to celebrate your championship. You know, like, obviously not to the same level as you, but they seemed equally proud as a St. Louis franchise. And, you know, the guys were out the baseball games and different things like that. Like, this championship has really been like a St. Louis thing, not just a Blues fan thing.
Yeah, 100%. Like you mentioned, the fans here in St. Louis are unbelievable ever since I got here, just from a hockey standpoint. And obviously St. Louis is a huge baseball town. If anyone's ever been to St. Louis and they kind of come here, they'll understand that the first thing they understand is basically the Cardinals are our number one sports in St. Louis, and they've won lots of championships, and I think obviously a lot of respect to them for that, and that lays a really good foundation. So they've been a successful team for a long time, and that's kind of what success does. And you go to a Cards game every night, 45,000 people, usually day game, night game, midweek, weekend. So just kind of, it just goes to show how dedicated these fans are. And we talked about it earlier. This is the first Stanley Cup that the hockey team has ever brought there. So it's special. They've been waiting a long time, and the fans have just always been passionate, and they just want to win. So now that we've won, it's obviously the Blues have kind of stamped a little bit of history in St. Louis, and that's kind of, it's cool, and I hope it transitions into a little bit more of a fan base. And but like I said, obviously Cardinals have been really, really successful, and that's brought a lot of fan base to them. So But all in all, unbelievable sports town. It's kind of a hidden gem, I feel like. So it's been a really cool 4 years for me to be there and kind of see all the ups and downs and kind of be a part of all of it.
Well, Colton, congratulations. Also, a big thank you. I know you've donated some signed jerseys that that we've auctioned off on the show for the Emmy Lazert lunch program, which is fantastic. I know you do a lot of charitable stuff. You brought Layla into the team with the Blues, and everybody became a fan of hers. I know when you had your day with the Stanley Cup, you brought it to the Stollery where your mother and your sister work. So you're a guy who gives back a lot, so we really appreciate that. I think we have one more that we're going to auction off for you later this month as well. So I think we got a framed one, too. So that's great,
that man. Great.
We appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
Not a problem. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate the time.
You betcha. That's Colton Pareko.